Hi, welcome back with me, Riksa. Okay, so I will continue from the previous podcast in English sections. So today, I would like to talk about introverts and extroverts. Anyway, are you an introvert or an extrovert? Okay. I have found from one of articles, extroverts are outgoing and introverts are shy, right? Not exactly. Truly understanding each personality type and which one you are can help you manage a vast range of experiences. By Bell Beth Cooper. Okay, so who is Bell Beth Cooper? According to her, for a long time, she had a certain idea about what makes an introvert or an extrovert. She had always thought that it worked something like this. Extroversions relates to how outgoing someone is. And introversions is the same as being shy. That was kind of her general perception. Doing just a little bit of reading made it clear very quickly that her thinking was way off. Okay. Anyway, so are you introvert or are you extrovert? Where it all started and why Belle had it all wrong when she thought that introvert is a shy man or women, and then extrovert is energetic with the crowd social, and she had it all wrong. Why? Not because by Carl Jung in the early 20th century, if we go a bit further back, we find that the terms introvert and extrovert, or generally spelled extrovert, were popularized by Carl Jung in the early 20th century. Unfortunately, their meanings got confused between then and now, and we started thinking that everyone belongs to one camp or the other. But actually, Carl's point was that these are the very extremes of a scale, which means that most of us fall somewhere in the middle. There is no such thing as a pure introvert or extrovert. Such a person would be in the lunatic asylum called Jung. Say. Alright, can you imagine that someone who really like lonely and someone who really like join some organization or always gather with many people? Can you imagine that? So maybe you can suggest that they have the differences between their activities and really have a real differences. One is always alone and another is always together with somebody. That you can explain it, right? Okay. Actually, introverts, or those of us with introverted tendencies, tend to be charged by spending time alone. So introverts is not always alone, but introvert like spending time alone. They lose energy from being around people for long periods of time, particularly large crowds. It means that introverts doesn't mean they don't like in the crowd environment, but introvert means they like spending time with a lot of people, with a lot of crowd work, with a lot of task. But when they feel tired, they choose to be alone. And extroverts get energy from other people. Extroverts actually find their energy except when they spend too much time alone. They recharge by being social. So extroverts means that they're always energetic with many people around them. And extroverts always recharge with the social environment. really easy to talk with someone or really easy make a relationship with other people, maybe old people. Really easy. That's extrovert. So don't think that introvert always shy and extrovert never shy, really confident in front of many people. No. But introvert means that I have seen before. So introvert is tend to recharge by spending time alone. When they tired and then they go home and then they spend their time to be alone. But extrovert, after tired, after bored, so they hang out with other people. Okay, that's the difference. So in the 60s, psychologists had proposed that the difference between introverts and extroverts was that they simply had different levels of arousal, meaning the extent to which our minds and bodies are alert and responsive to stimulation. Okay, that's the simple meaning of introvert and extrovert. So can you imagine that, are you introvert or are you extrovert? Okay, and then how the brains of introverts and extroverts operate differently. So which one the differences between introvert and extrovert when they think and the way they operate something, when they do something. Okay, so the research has actually found that there is a difference in the brains of extroverted and introverted people in terms of how we process words and how our genetic makeup differs. For extroverts, okay, their brains respond more strongly when a gamble pays off. Part of this is simply genetic, but it's partly difference of their dopamine system as well. That's the name of biology system in our body, right? So an experiment that had people take gambles while in a brain scanner found the following, like when the gambles they took paid off, the more extroverted group showed a stronger response in two crucial brain regions. Yeah, the name of the two crucial brain regions is really the biology's name is amygdala and the nucleus accumbens. Okay, both of them are part of the dopamine system, which affects how we learn and is generally known for motivating us to research for rewards. The difference in that system in the extrovert's brain tends to push them towards seeking out novelty, taking risk, and enjoying an adventure or surprising situation more than others, and which gives extroverts that rush of excitement when they try something highly stimulating that might overwhelm an introvert. So it means that the extrovert always use two crucial brains. Why that? Because the extrovert people really wants to be push them towards seeking out novelty, taking risks, and enjoying an adventure or surprising situation more than others. They like doing something that have a big risk. And then they always do like, we can call it confident, but when they have a problem, they always back to the crowd environment. They always back to the crowd people, really like not the silent situation. It's like the introvert. Okay, and then more research has actually shown that the difference comes from how introverts and extroverts possess, that is, the stimulation coming into our brains is processed differently depending on your personality. For extroverts, the pathway is much shorter. It runs through an area where taste, touch, and visual and auditory sensory processing take place. That's about extroverts. But introverts, it runs through a long, complicated pathways in areas of the brain associated with remembering, planning, and solving problems. So, can you make a conclusion by your own self? Extrovert, the pathway is much shorter, so they can think really shortly and a simple thing, and then they don't want to think really complicated. But the introvert think about complicated pathways in areas of the brain associated with remembering, planning, and solving problems. It's really hard to remember. It's really hard to plan something. So it means that they have the different pathways on their brains. So maybe, yeah, we have to see the picture of the brain, the between from, but that's just think and then just feel. So are you introvert or extrovert? I have explained before and then I have given the example before. Okay, so what are signs that point someone closer to an introvert? Okay, so introverts are tricky to understand. Since it's so easy for us to assume that introversion is the same as being shy, when in fact, introverts are simply people who find it tiring to be around other people. Okay, for introverts to be alone with our thoughts is as restorative as sleeping, as nourishing as eating. Then introvert people are known for thinking things through before they speak, enjoying small, close groups of friends and one-on-one time, needing time alone to recharge and being observed by unexpected changes or last-minute surprises. Well, introverts are not necessarily shy and may not even avoid social situations, but they will definitely need some time alone or just with close friends or family after spending time in a big crowd. So, you have to remember that introvert is not always to be alone, but they sometimes need alone, or just with close friends or family that they have none, that they have not known. Just they like spending time in a big crowd, but with the condition that have the famous thing with them. Okay, that's about introvert. I would like to share that when you found that your friend is introvert or your friend is extrovert, so how to lead extroverts and how to lead introverts? Well, the first that you have to do is let them dive right in. So let them dive right in. If they want to do something that they want, just let them dive right in. And the second thing is you have to encourage their enthusiasm. And the third is let them speak to think. You have to remind them to speak, but before speak, you have to remind, please think it. And then you please speak and explain to the listeners. And then the fourth is listen to their many ideas. Actually, extroverts have a lot of many ideas, so please listen to their many ideas when you find out your friends that have the extrovert. And then the fifth is let them multitask. Okay, actually, the extrovert people have the multitask. They can be able to do anything they want. And then they can be able to do their friends have done. And then the six is respect their independent nature. So it means that you have to respect to the extrovert people that because they really like if they are in the cold condition. So you have to respect their independent nature. And the last you have to say that let them shine. Don't worry about shining or you don't want to see your friends shining. Just let them shine. So how to lead the introvert? The first thing is let them think to speak. Same as the extrovert. You have to remind your friends that have the introvert. You have to remind them to think before speaking. And then the second is give them time to make decisions. Introvert people is not like extrovert people that can be able to talk and speak suddenly at a time. But introvert has to think more one time. And the third is respect their private nature. So you have to respect their private nature because introverts always have the private thing, so you have to respect it. And four, disappreciate their need to work alone, because introvert people with a lot of work, they always do by themselves, so you have to appreciate that. And the fifth is carefully listen to them. If you want to listen and you want to hear what they comment to you about introvert people, so you have to be careful. So they always think before speak, and they always use the time to make a decision that I have told before in the second thing. And then six is help them learn at their own pace. Okay, introverts people don't want to need help anyone, but introvert people like that someone asks, can I help you? That's the sentence that introverts like. So help them learn at their own pace. And the other hand, help them learn at their own pace. It means that help them learn at their own pace, because introvert has time to make decision and thinking before speaking, and then always the private nature when they do something. So please help them learn at their own pace. And the last, same as the extrovert people, is let them shine. So extrovert introvert has a different around four differences system when they want to talk or what they want to do. But the important thing is extrovert and introvert have time to shine. Okay, so if you have your friends that extrovert or introvert character, so don't worry about that. Just respect about them and then let them shine. Please respect each other. Okay, bye. See you in the next conversation with me again, and discussion with me again, and explaining and sharing about something. Bye.